This is Destiny Pizzas, episode 3. I am Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And our special guest today is...
Brian Lay.
So we found out you guys can leave comments on our SoundCloud or on the podcast whenever you want, like at specific times. So do that and then you can interact with us and we can interact back with you and talk about it next episode. And also, since we're talking about Iron Man 3 this episode, there's going to be a lot of spoilers. So if you don't want to hear any spoilers, jump ahead to the 30-minute mark. And then you'll be spoil-free, and we talk about the name origin of the podcast, Free Comic Book Day, and childhood cartoons. Enjoy, and we're going to be talking about Iron Man 3 in very soon.
He's trying to do a countdown, but it didn't really work out.
Yeah, I can't do a countdown. So enjoy this music until the wait time. Da 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 da. This is so annoying for people. Thank you. And we're going to get right out the gate. We're going to talk about Iron Man 3, which came out this week. And we all watched it on Thursday night. And
9 o'clock showing.
9 o'clock showing for the West Coast. And we promised not to talk about it until today, until right now.
Yes. Well, we can't talk about it unless we've seen it.
Yeah,
so
that's
obviously
true.
We're not going to talk about
it. Well,
until
we didn't
today.
Talk about it yesterday.
I know.
We didn't hang out yesterday.
The theater quietly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah, we
okay.
left the theater quietly because we didn't want to talk about it. So, what do you guys think about it? How do you guys rate it?
I'm putting Iron Man 3... I'm putting it in my upper echelon of all the Marvel movies that have come out. I think I put... It's neck and neck with Iron Man 1 to me. It's neck and neck. I mean... I've been going back and forth on whether I'm putting it above... Because I think Iron Man... Well, I put the Avengers at the top, and then I think it's Iron Man... Okay. And then I think I put Iron Man 3 right behind Iron Man 1, but it's close. It's neck and neck to me.
I really liked Iron Man 3. I've been doing the same thing. Like, I don't know Iron Man 3, but I feel like Iron Man 3 is a little better for me.
So, like, where would you, if you were to put it between the Marvel movies, which one would you put above it and which one would you put below it? Like, on your ranking of Marvel movies. Like, Avengers is at the top.
I'd probably say Avengers and then Thor, Captain America, Iron Man 3, Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2.
Okay, man.
Whoa, that's way different than me, too.
Way different than our list.
Okay, so Michael, what do you think?
I did my list before.
Yeah.
So I'd put Avengers at the top, then I'd do Iron Man, then Iron Man 3, and then I'd put, I think I had Captain America, and then I think I had Thor,
then
Hulk.
Then Iron Man 2. Yeah,
I believe that was my order, and
I think we agreed on that one.
Yeah, but where'd you put Iron Man 3 then?
Probably the same place, right above Captain America.
Okay.
And then like below Iron Man 1, because I think Iron Man 1, when that came out, it was super serious also.
It was pretty epic.
That's something you don't really see in the comic book movies. Yeah, the comic book movies really don't.
Yeah.
They don't take like a super serious tone, and this one took a less serious tone, is funnier.
Yeah, that's true.
Iron Man 1 was more serious than Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Iron Man 3 had some jokes, but I figured like it was like the right amount, so it wasn't like overwhelming. It was kind of like the same amount as the Avengers, where they had some joking parts.
But in Iron Man 1 and 2, it was like way more serious, like throughout the whole movie,
That's true. There was no real joking, like unless like he says a little couple of remarks.
He says
that when he's talking to like Rhodey and stuff.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's pretty much more serious. Because first of all, his caravan gets blown up and like...
He's like, don't throw up gang signs and stuff like that.
That's how they start off the movie, is his caravan blows up and then they're like, let me go back a little bit and tell us how we got here.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and then it blows up. Like, so you see it twice pretty much because it happened in the beginning.
Which they did in this movie too.
Oh yeah, they did.
His house is like being blown up and then he's like, let me talk about that. Let me go back a little bit.
Exactly. I was like, oh. And I was trying to figure out that part. Like, I thought that was going to be like at the end or something.
Yeah. Well, one thing I liked about this movie a lot is the commercials, like all the film they used to edit the commercials, I feel like was in the first part of the movie, like the before like the major part started, except for the last battle. They had like a little bit, like a few seconds from the last battle in the commercial.
Yeah, I kind of
see all the Iron
Man. I like that too, because I feel like it wasn't spoiled with the previews.
Exactly.
It was just like, I got the gist like in the middle, and then they showed just to give you a teaser of like the Iron Man, like all of the suits doing stuff.
Like,
which is sick.
To like Man of Steel, when is he going to save the bus? I assume he's going to save it in the beginning, but like, you know what I mean? Like, How far into the movie is that?
I'd say beginning.
Yeah, it should be in the beginning.
Yeah, but exactly. Like, you just don't know when stuff are going to show up.
Because they have to edit down 2 hours into 30 seconds of attention-grabbing content.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what will get most people in the seats? And if it's a crappy movie, then you know all the scenes are going to be in the trailer.
In the trailer,
but
yeah.
That's not how this was. So that's partly how I judge a good movie, is if it's not all in the trailer, you know there's some good scene. It's a pretty good movie.
So what were some of your guys' highlights from the movie? Like, what were your favorite parts?
When he called all the Iron Man. What was that called?
It was like protocol. The party, or like New Year's Eve or something like that, or yes. Jubilee or something.
It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty sick. When he was doing, like, at the end? At the end part?
The last
where
battle.
All the suits?
All the suits, all like Mark 1 through 40. What, Mark 1 through 40? Yeah.
42?
43? Well, 42 came also, yeah.
Okay. I liked how it was, like, in this one, there are a lot of... He can control the suit without being in the suit stuff. I don't think there are any in the first two, were there? Where he controlled the
suit. Not that I remember.
I mean, there were the drones that the bad guy had in the second one. But in this one, like, he could control the suits without being in the suit, which I thought was pretty cool.
That was really cool. I also liked the kid. The kid, like, stole the show in some of those scenes.
He did. I liked the dynamic. That was great.
Yeah. I saw like an interview with a kid, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I couldn't tell my friends what movie I was in."
Oh,
except
really?
I told like one
was?
Of my best friends. Yeah, like,
oh, I didn't know that.
That would be crazy.
That was so crazy. I was like, imagine on the playground, you see a kid, and he's like, "Oh, that guy's in Iron Man 3."
I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah, he did it for being his like first role. He looked really familiar though to me.
That's what I thought. I looked him up, and I haven't seen it.
I know. I was like, I don't know who this kid is, but I do see something there with that. I thought
maybe some commercials or something.
Baby. That's the thing. I thought he did really well. Like. With Robert Downey Jr., he had his scenes with someone like that. He held his own.
Yeah, exactly. Like they were back and forth. They're kind of like similar personality. It played in the movie. So it was
and they
like,
made Tony Stark a complete douchebag, even though
which was awesome.
Which was awesome because I was like, there's no way he would make a joke about like the kid's dad leaving him, and then he like would be like, "What you think?" He's like, "You're gonna leave me like my dad?" And he's like, "Yeah,
yeah." But that's what works great when he's playing the dick character to a little kid.
Yeah,
it makes it all because you think, "Oh no, he's gonna go the other way and be nice to
it's
this kid."
Like a nice,
but he's being like a like how he is to other people.
Yeah,
like
he's basically being Tony Stark.
He's
like perfect.
Exactly.
Cool because he's Tony Stark to everyone, not just adults.
So I think my favorite scene. Well, I really like that epic battle, but I like the airplane scene a lot. I like that scene where they. He's catching all the people.
Oh, that was really cool.
But, well, the only part that kind of ruined for me was, I don't know why, but when I realized he wasn't in the suit at the end, where he wasn't in that suit,
I
was kind of like, I like it for the right when it happened, it's like, oh, it's a good joke. And then I'm like, I realized that I don't know. There's something about him not being in the suit at that time.
Then why didn't he could have just like shot all his limbs off and they could have carried him.
That's
looking
true.
Back.
He could have done that. The cool, like, is that even like scientific? The electric static, whatever.
What
they were doing? I don't know. Like that,
they were grabbing.
You can charge
each other.
It, and then you can latch onto him, and they'll stay latched on.
The microchips?
No, they were like, what is he like charging? How did they stick to each other?
They grabbed each other. It's like when parachutists like they like make formations and stuff in the sky.
Well, he had said something about you grab them, they're gonna be latched on or something like that. I thought that was something. Maybe I missed something.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe I think he was electrocuting a lady, so like her grip would tighten.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I thought was happening. He said that right in the beginning. Where
like,
he's like,
tense up
your
muscles.
Your grip wouldn't be there. It's going to be open, and you're not going to be able to do anything else.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So I think they did. Because if you go back, you'll hear something it'll do like a charger. It'll make a sound or something. At least from what I remember.
We're
going
to have to wait a while for that one.
Yeah. Who knows? I might go see it again. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. It was pretty good.
Who
we
knows?
Saw it in IMAX 3D. What do you guys think about the 3D?
It was nice.
I thought the 3D was pretty cool.
Yeah, it wasn't over the top or anything.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, like, mostly it was, I guess, when he was flying, which is cool. Like, the flying parts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was okay.
I like the slow-mo. When they did slow-mo with the 3D.
Yeah.
Cool.
Those are the best parts.
Yeah, probably.
Is there anything you guys did not like at all about the movie? Like, you hated, and you're like, oh, this is stupid.
No, I couldn't find any flaws, but I read a lot of the reviews, and a lot of the negative reviews are saying, like, they didn't like what they did with Mandarin and Extremis and basically everything.
Well, because I was looking it up online, and apparently, like, the Extremis, like, comic book, like, arc is one of the most famous Iron Man comic book arcs.
And then I heard people were really upset that it wasn't up to par.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of understand that. Like, as a movie, I thought it was really good.
Yeah,
but, like, and for me, I'm... I like Iron Man now, but I'm not like a huge Iron Man fan, so I don't know the history of everything. Exactly, so yeah. Like when it turned out that the Mandarin was just
a fake person,
just a fake guy the whole time, I was like,
I mean, a little disappointed by that.
I would tell me I was kind of disappointed too. I was like,
I thought it was funny.
It was funny, but then I was disappointed that it wasn't like they didn't talk about the 10 rings. Because apparently they brought up the 10 rings in the first movie. Like, yeah, that terrorist organization was the 10 rings.
Yeah, and then they were going to tie it. I thought they were going to tie it back and say he was controlling them the whole time.
Or something. He, like, wears 10 rings on his fingers, too. They didn't talk about that at all. That's where he gets his power from.
Yeah.
And then the, like, terrorist organization, when you see, like, the splash of the, like, propaganda videos that they do, it's 10 rings. And they didn't talk about that at all. Like.
But I kind of understand those huge hardcore that didn't like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you could definitely understand those people that didn't like it. But
it's very understandable. It's like me and Batman Dark Knight Rises.
Pretty much, yeah. That's pretty much what it is for that. But, like, I feel like this is one of the places where they could kind of do that because no one... I mean, at least in my opinion, I don't think many people know about the Mandarin. I know he's, like, Iron Man's biggest villain, but I feel like compared to, like, a Batman villain, like Joker, if they screwed up the Joker, if they did something like that where they're,
then
like...
then it'd be a huge deal.
Yeah, yeah. If they did like the joke, say the Joker was a fake guy, and they were doing like in, like when he was doing all those videos, you know how they did in the Joker,
yeah,
or in a Dark Knight,
yeah, Dark Knight.
Yeah, they did the Joker videos. What if Batman turns up in a room? He goes, and the Joker's like, "Oh, I'm just an actor." Like he just said, he wasn't even the Joker. But people be really pissed at that because like, he's so iconic.
So this brings me up to my next point. Would you compare it to how they like made Bane look? How Bane wasn't really the bad guy. He was like all controlled by Talia al Ghul. In Dark Knight? Because throughout this whole movie, I saw a lot of similarities with Dark Knight. Well, the whole Dark Knight trilogy where he had to save the president or his like or Pepper. And then he had to, like, Batman has to save Harvey Dent or Rachel.
Right.
And then they had, like, the fake bad guy, which was the Mandarin, really controlled by, what's his name? I can't remember.
Killian.
Yeah, I would.
Aldrich Killian.
I thought after you made that point after the movie when we saw it, I agree with that point a lot more now. So I actually thinking about it, and there's other stuff like even his like house getting destroyed in Batman Begins. His house gets burnt down in this one. His house gets destroyed. They're like taking elements.
Someone at Marvel is like, hey, you know what? Like everything Batman screwed up at, like in his life, let's make Tony Stark like succeed at it. He saves both people.
Oh yeah.
He like destroys everyone. Like,
what did you guys think about like the anxiety factor? The fact that
was cool. I like that a lot.
I like that a lot.
The fact that he had PTSD, like it was kind of
tied it back to the Avengers. That was like you need to make some reference to the Avengers.
Yeah,
and I think they did it perfectly.
And like I love how everyone was talking about it. Like New York, like all the kids were like, "So what happened in New York?" Like
he's like, "Can we talk about the Avengers? Can we talk about the Avengers?" He's like, "No, I don't want to talk about any of this.
I don't want to talk about it."
It's so great.
I thought that was a really good like small addition to that.
Yeah, like it's. It's a minor enough point where if you didn't see the movie, you'd be fine,
I think. Yeah, it wouldn't ruin it, yeah.
But then, like, for people like us who did see the movie, it, like, we appreciated that much more that we saw, like, oh, I know why he's so screwed up.
I mean, I would have liked maybe one more character tie-in to, like, how they were doing the other movies where they pretty much... There was no, like, that where they put like, Samuel L. Jackson out there. Or they put, like, a S.H.I.E.L.D. person or... I would have liked one more. I mean, they showed... like Mark Ruffalo
at the end after the credits.
Yeah, which is kind of like
that was all right.
He was telling him the whole story. I know
that was like a really stupid after credits sequence.
Yeah, it
was
like I didn't like it either.
Stupider than Chicken Swarma.
I would I thought well when the guy in the theater told us that that was going to happen which wasn't that big a deal, but in my head then I started saying, oh, this is going to be a great scene, and I thought all I wanted was like a Hulk shot, that's it.
Even like the growl, like a Lou Ferrigno bark, I would have like been cool.
Literally,
with
no video, a growl, that would have been better. I agree with
but
that.
But he's just like, oh, I'm sorry, I was dozing off, like you said your house got exploded or something. Or he said like, you were in Switzerland.
Boring story.
<I forgot. laughs>
Oh yeah, and Switzerland, that was the same from the first one where he met that guy in the cave. Remember in the cave where he's building the first Iron Man?
Yeah.
That was the guy he met, right?
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
That was
too.
Really cool.
I like that too. They tie that back in.
So Marvel's doing a pretty good job.
I think pretty much.
They're doing a pretty good job with
Phase 2. It makes me
really
excited for Phase 2.
And they made a great.
Well, this is Phase 2. Technically, it's like the first movie of Phase 2.
Yeah.
Like, because I wasn't sure because Phase 1 was really good to me.
Yeah, Phase 1 was.
And I think it was really cool that they made it like a Christmas movie.
It
was like Die Hard, and Die Hard's a Christmas movie. That's how this movie's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, so every Christmas I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna be like, I'm going to watch Iron Man 3 today.
Yeah, it's like, they're not, it's not much reference to Christmas, but it's like happening during Christmas time. So
there's
it's
a
like,
lot of Christmas stuff.
There's a lot
there
of
is, there is.
He buys
in the
ornaments. He buys ornaments to use as weapons.
Oh, how do you guys think about I'm Blue in the beginning?
That was awesome.
I like that. I like that.
That was very cool.
I like that.
Did you guys hear about the Chinese version of the film?
Yes.
They had 4 extended minutes, I guess, with the doctor. I don't know. I don't remember which doctor it was. They said Dr. Wu, and like, I think that might have been the end scene where he's getting the surgery for the shrapnel. Like, it's like 4 minutes longer, and there's Chinese product placement throughout the movie. And I thought that was very strange.
And they also put their most famous actress in the movie.
Yeah.
They put her in there and like for extra scenes and stuff.
That's so weird.
I know. It's just like they changed the version.
Because it changes a little
bit. Oh, it's because a production company, some Chinese production company paid a little bit for or something.
They have the rights. They had the distribution rights in China.
Yeah, that was it. That's strange.
That is such a weird phenomenon.
We got to find that uncut somewhere. I mean,
the Chinese. I'm going to look up the Chinese scene.
I'm sure. Yeah. And they called, instead of calling him the Mandarin, they called him the Mandarin.
The Mandarin.
They called him the Mandarin. I'm not even joking. That's a true fact.
It's the Darren. It's some, all
they
these
call
Chinese
him Mandarin.
People, all these Chinese people are like, oh, we can't trust anyone Darren. Anyone named Darren anymore.
It was very strange.
Those people are fakes. They're fake
They're
alcoholics.
Not real.
Like, that'd be so funny.
I was kind of going back to it. Like, look, I'm always pretty stupid looking back because I go like when I'm watching the trailer, it's like, oh, they're showing no action scenes with the Mandarin doing anything. It's like they're either trying to keep it really secret because all they're showing is those. Because all he did was do that green screen and then he did the little scene where he's an actor. Like,
these movies make me question like a lot of how true is it. Like, because even in the movie they bring up like, oh, Osama bin Laden, Gaddafi.
Yeah,
we have the Mandarin. Like, do you think someone out there is just, like, trying to create a fake front? Like, we're going to talk about conspiracy theories again.
Yeah,
it's a conspiracy theory podcast now.
I don't think so, but...
It's like, oh...
I don't want to think about
that. That's weird, right?
That is too weird.
It's a really weird thought.
But was it just me? I don't know if any of you guys felt this, but when they showed him as an actor, for some reason, right at the beginning, I was like, okay, this is just a double, and the real one is somewhere. I don't know if it was just me. It's probably just me.
That was just you.
Okay.
No, for a second, I thought he had, like, a twin or something.
Okay, okay. I thought it was, like, a double, and, like, the Mandarin was hiding in a real place, and this guy was like, oh, he hired as an actor, so nobody knows where he really is.
When he was going mansion, I saw, like, a head with a fake beard on it, so I was thinking that the Mandarin didn't have a beard at all. I was like, oh, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, but I mean... I don't know. I feel like they're trying to, where the Batman, the Dark Knight, they're trying to ground that movie. I felt like they kind of went in that direction here. I know they're having the fire breathing guys in that, but they're trying to base that in some kind of science.
Yeah, it was. Like,
and they were trying to like say, oh, the Mandarin, because I don't know. I looked up a little bit about the Mandarin after I watched the movie, and he apparently has like 10 magical rings and has all these powers. And they, like, took that out of the movie.
Completely. But he still had the 10 rings on his fingers.
He still did have the 10 rings.
And his terrorist organization was still called 10 rings.
But, I mean, that's why I liked it as a movie fact. It was, like, a twist. So that's good for a movie, but not for, like, the actual hardcore fans of Iron Man.
I liked all the hookers in the movie.
There were
a lot of hookers in the movie. I wonder, like, if someone's, like, someone tells other friends, they're like, oh, I'm going to be in Iron Man 3. And then they're like, oh, that's cool. Like, who are you going to be? And they're like, oh, you'll see. You'll see when the movie comes out. And, like, it's her as the hooker. She's, like, the drugged out hooker.
I would still be proud if I was that drugged out.
You're still in Iron Man 3.
I think it would be a bigger deal if you were the drugged out hooker. Because then it's like, oh, there's Brian. And then there's, like, 3 drugged out hookers also.
So crazy.
Then it, like, brings up a lot of questions about the Mandarin.
But, yeah, like, a little bit we were talking about before where they're saying, everyone in the first three Iron Man films, everyone's kind of justified in their hatred.
Yeah,
because Tony Stark's just being a dick to them. So,
yeah, like, this guy, he like puts him out on a freezing cold balcony.
New Year's Eve
in Switzerland.
Because he's a loser. He was bothering
He's a loser? That's us. Like, we are those people.
I understand he was
bothering him. Was Gary the Caravan. I'm just a fanboy. I don't care about starting a company with Tony Stark.
You like model your looks after him and everything. Yeah.
If I could grow a beard. I would.
He would grow a Tony Stark
beard. So the premise is that Tony Stark wrote on some napkin or something the formula that started all this?
That perfected the explosions.
That's what it was?
I think so.
Okay. Like, he was like, if he's got that much talent when he's like drunk off it.
He should just be drunk all the time. Like Iron Man 4 could be Demon in a Bottle. Perfect segue into it. Actually, that's what I thought when Pepper Potts fell from the platform. I was like, oh my God, he's going to be all like screwed up. Next movie, Demon in a Bottle.
That's what I kind of thought. They're going to end it dark, well, darkly.
I thought she should have died.
But then I remembered. I was like, oh, I haven't seen her in a bra yet.
Yeah, I was waiting for that scene where she would do the slow-mo turnaround in her bra.
Because they showed that in the trailer.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, there it is.
That was part of it. And then I also said, and then I was actually smart during this one. I was like, no, they were doing those experiments. I'm not.
They're pumping her full of.
I'm not fooling through this time.
Yeah.
I usually fall for stuff like that, but not this time.
So, did you guys like Aldrich Killian as a villain?
No,
you didn't.
No,
I liked him because I don't really like I didn't really like the first two movies villains because I don't really care about like, oh, there's an Iron Man suit versus another arc reactor Iron Man suit.
Yeah, I like that.
Which is like the premise for the first two movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
both that's
of
why
them.
I
yeah,
like...
I do like the fact that this villain was actually like a different kind of villain. Yeah. Other than the first one, they're like, oh, we're putting him in a bigger Iron Man suit, and obviously he's gonna Tony Stark's faster and everything. And it's
yeah,
like
a very rudimentary.
Iron Man suit. This would obviously happen. And then the second one where they like they do a battle a little bit, and then they just send drones at him. I don't care. And then he puts on the suit again. He lost to him before. Now he's gonna lose to two of them.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, basically. So I liked it.
It was a good movie overall.
And I do like the Iron Patriot, like, even though he was supposed to be
Norman
Osborn. Norman Osborn, but
yeah.
But I do like
the way
suit.
They tied it in.
Yeah, I still do like that suit. And they're like, oh yeah, obviously the government would try to rebrand something called a War Machine and then make it like the Iron Patriot. Of course they would do that.
It's really funny because I hated Iron Patriot, and then today at the comic book store, some kids like, "Oh, I really liked Iron Patriot,"
yeah.
And I was like, "That's like all the kids in the movie, like,
yeah,
it's straight
much.
Up worked on you."
He's exactly, like, it's like the kids are gonna be like, "Oh, I love that color scheme. It looks so cool, America, yay!" So yeah. Like, even though it's still the same deadly war machine,
the kid was like for military uses, and I was like, if it was a military use, it'd be like olive drab and camouflage or black or
yeah, I know if it
something
was really
super badass.
Yeah,
but
the
like,
thing is, it's so strong. I was thinking the same thing. It's like it would be camo and stuff, but it's so strong that even in that universe, there's nothing powerful to beat it.
Someone should work on that. If someone does camouflage Iron Man, I'll pay you $5 or a Subway $5 footlong.
I'll do a fan fiction for you.
Okay. I mean, I still kind of didn't like the fact that they just cured Iron Man at the or Tony Stark at the
shrapnel.
They just like cured him.
That was dumb.
Sure what's
they took the shrapnel out and then he like throws the arc reactor into the ocean.
Yeah, so they're pretty much like they can end if they wanted to. They could just end. Well, that's why I don't like it and like it at the same time. If you want to end Iron Man there, which we already know he's going to be in Avengers 2.
Yeah.
So we already know that's going to happen. So it kind of doesn't do it. But if
I
you want to. Yeah, go ahead.
I read that he would be down for an Iron Man 4.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
And then I heard, like, some director of Marvel or something was going to say Iron Man's going to continue without him.
Yeah, and Gwyneth Paltrow said, like, he's not interested. Yeah, that's why he said he's down for Iron Man 4, because Gwyneth Paltrow's like, yeah, Robert Downey Jr. is not down for Iron Man or Iron Man 4.
Which is also weird, because, like, I didn't think for a minute he wasn't going to do it, even though some reports are saying he wasn't going to do it. I still thought he was going to do it. And then they had to reassure us with saying at the end, Tony Stark will return.
Yeah.
I was like, obviously he's going to return in Avengers.
Like, first of all, there's Avengers 2. We already all know that. So they don't have to tell us. Like, maybe they meant he'll return for Iron Man 4. I don't know what they actually meant. We all know he's going to be in Avengers 2.
Do you guys want an Iron Man 4?
If it's Demon in a Bottle, yes. I've just been wanting Demon in a Bottle since Iron Man 2 came out.
Marvel, out of these, I'm not counting that first Hulk, but... Marvel, I haven't seen, like, a terrible movie out of all of them. Like,
first of all...
Well, Iron Man 2 wasn't that great, but it's
anyone,
still worth it, I think. In my mind, I'd rather have it than not have it.
By any chance, if anyone at Marvel is listening to this podcast, which is, like, the slimmest chance in the world...
Yeah, not very high.
They tackled PTSD in this movie. Tackle alcoholism in the next one.
That's true. Good point.
Why not?
Yeah.
So he was, like, cured of his... Like
anxiety,
fear, because I didn't see a really wrap up of that.
Even though
they made it seem like they wrapped it up, but I'm pretty sure he's still having anxiety.
They made
things.
Him look very useful. Like that PTSD was the best thing that happened to him because he created like 40 Iron Man armor.
yeah, he got to do more work because he was awake more often.
As soon as the ground started opening, I was like, oh, that makes sense because he's like stashing all these Iron Man suits away.
Oh, I was like so anticipating that part when I heard him say launch this protocol.
Yeah,
Jarvis.
Like the party protocol.
Like, I love those suits. That oh man.
I like the one that lifted up the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I need stabilization, and it's like
so
a rhino
cool.
looking one. It's like a giant wide looking one.
And the suits, he could just like jump from suit to suit.
Yeah.
And like it's all crazy.
Because cool. I remember I was talking to Mike about it we were talking about how the first one was really slow, and then the second one was the briefcase, which was also slow, and then the third one came in with like those microchips, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I like where he's doing like the thing, and he moves his hand one way, moves his hand the other way, and they come right at him. That's
and then he like
cool.
puts it on someone else.
Yeah,
he can like put it on Pepper Pot.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
I like that too.
And then he put it on Aldrich, and I was like, why didn't you do that earlier?
Yeah.
Well, he survived that. That
well, they're like, what prevents him from like melting through it? Also,
oh yeah,
that's true. Well, yeah, that is true. And then they put the Iron Patriot on the president.
Yeah, and I was like, what prevents that? Like, they could have just locked it up. Like, he like is completely
I was
immobile.
Like, it's they should have done that. Have like either drugged the president or something before, because all Rhodey did when he jumped on him to save him is he took his Iron Man hand that the president already had and he just flipped it. And
yeah,
it's like you could have done that the whole time if you were the president yourself. But I think he must have been drugged or something.
Probably.
Because there's no way he would have been just sitting there and been like, oh, I can just use this suit.
Yeah,
he's like he probably should not have put
like they should have like turned it off. I imagine you can. It's just an on and off switch, right?
I think only Tony
maybe
Stark.
Like a remote, like a car has.
Maybe.
But didn't
you see Aldrich? He's like, I'm out of range from the remote.
Didn't Tony Stark say it could only be used on him?
By him, yeah.
But then he put it on Pepper Potts.
I think he can like, control.
He
it.
Can control when it goes
so
to
he was just
else.
Being a dick to Rhodey when he's like, nope, you're not getting one of these suits. That's what he said
pretty
to
much
him
because Rhodey wouldn't give him bullets.
I don't care, man. There's so many fire people around. He's having like at least Tony can get in the suits, but. Rhodey's running around shooting guns, shooting
suits,
people.
Though. Did Tony
he
Stark
didn't
not,
need them all at the same time?
He needed
time.
All the suits. Yeah. How many suits did he have to spare? Zero.
I mean, come on. I can't believe he destroyed those suits just for fireworks. Freaking Pepper Pot.
It was very romantic. She was like ready to break up with him for the 20th time in 2 days.
Yeah,
because this
useful.
Movie takes place over like 3 days. I think.
I mean,
yeah, Christmas.
I know it's like Christmas Day, and then the next day. Yeah.
It's true. It was Christmas.
They didn't even hit your birthday, Michael.
They didn't. They didn't get there yet.
They almost hit your birthday.
They had
the
New Year's Eve. They got the week in, the week out. They got 99 New Year's. So, and in 99 New Year's, weren't people freaking out about the
Y2K?
Y2K,
especially
where's
all
that
people?
Reference? Where's
like
that reference?
The biggest technology people should have been freaking out about Y2K.
They'd be like, oh, they should have at least made a comment. Well, they didn't need to, but. I would have appreciated a comment.
That's what Y2K. That's
what
the girl was doing on her computer the next morning. She's like, let me check if Y2K happens.
Did it work? Oh, it's fine.
Oh, look, my plants are still explosive.
Okay, cool. So how did you guys like the Stan Lee cameo?
Very short. Shorter than the last one.
What the heck?
It was shorter than him as Larry King.
It was. It was like the shortest Stan Lee cameo I think I've seen.
He's like, he gives her a 10, though. I agree.
But I still say the bet. My favorite Stan Lee cameo is the one in Amazing Spider-Man. That one was awesome.
I love
Which one
that.
Was that one?
I love that.
The one in the library?
Yeah.
He's in the library. He's had his headphones on. He's not paying attention. They're fighting behind him.
Because he got like that whole scene. That was all him.
Yeah.
I like the one in Ed Norton Hulk, The Incredible Hulk, where he's a security guard with Lou Ferrigno.
Oh.
Oh, in the. Wait.
Is that the one where he's a.
No, in that one, he's. He could be in twice, but I know in Stan Lee in that one. Ed Norton's blood falls into one of the soda cans or whatever, and then there's like it got into some old can and then some soda can, and then some guy drank it, and it was Stan Lee and drank it, and he got poisoned, he might have been in it twice though.
There was one where he was I think he was either a pizza delivery man or he was a security guard with Lou Ferrigno. It was like him and Lou Ferrigno in the same scene, and I was like, that's awesome.
I know. I think that's why I think it's the same movie.
It might have been the same movie,
but. I mean, it could have possibly been two cameos, but I'm not exactly sure. But I know Lou Ferrigno was in that scene.
Maybe should we just try to kill a few more minutes and then we could tell?
Until 30.
Dang, we talked almost 30 minutes about Iron Man 3.
And
we could talk so much more about Iron Man 3. So if for some reason you listened to this, even though we told you a spoiler alert, go watch it. And there's still more
it's a good
we
movie.
Could spoil.
It's definitely worth it.
He makes all these improvised weapons because he's a genius. And he's a mechanic.
That's true. The mechanic.
But what did you guys think about the weird Homeland Security agent, fake security agent?
Uh-huh. Like the chick?
Yeah, she like had weird burn marks all over her skin because it was very obvious at that point.
Well, yeah, because all those guys were like soldiers, right?
Yeah.
And they were like...
They're amputees. They lost body parts.
But why are they just under control of Killian because he... they all went to him and they're like, oh, you saved me.
He like, I think he like,
and like, that's why they're loyal to him. I think
he scouted them because they were amputees and maybe he found them in a hospital or something.
Okay.
He's like, hey, I can get your arm back.
Yeah. And then they got power. So they're all.
And they're like, yeah, we're loyal to
you. We'll do whatever you want.
Okay. Now let's talk about the next subject because then we have perfect time. Well, Brian, you were there when Destiny Pizzas was
originated
when it was
origin stories
came to be
into being.
Origin stories, that's a very popular this week. We have the community had an origin story episode.
Yeah, I love that episode.
Oh, awesome, don't tell me anything. No spoilers.
Okay.
Please. I know we spoiled Iron Man 3 for the people that, but do not spoil Community for me. I'm sorry. We should have went over this and said we were going to talk about Community.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I should have watched that before I came on. Yeah. Okay.
So
origin story, cool. Now I'm really excited.
Do you remember the story of, do you remember what, like the whole story of Destiny
Not
Pizzas?
The whole story. I know we're in Costco, right?
Yeah, we're at Costco food court getting lunch. It was like us three and like three more of our friends, I think. Two or three of our friends. And then me, I don't know why. I was like, someone was like, oh, what should I get? And I was like, oh, it's really simple. Go up to the window, ask for a Destiny pizza. And then Michael's like, yeah, the lady will get two pieces of pizza, a combo piece and a cheese piece. Slam it together. Peel it apart, and whatever's left on the cheese piece is your pizza, and that's the Destiny pizza.
Exactly. You don't choose what you get.
It chooses you.
Yeah.
And
that's where it came from.
And it's like me and Michael were on the same wavelength.
Exactly. We didn't even like pre-plan that. I know what he's talking
about. Or else
that
would be the saddest thing in the world.
It would be very sad. Like, okay.
We're like, hey, I'm gonna bring a pizza.
Okay.
And then
I'm gonna say the part where about the two pizzas smashing together, and then
that's Destiny Pizza.
And then they're going to be impressed.
And then a year from now, we're going to start a podcast and call it Destiny Pizza.
That was the plan.
But since then, anytime like anything happened like that, people are on the same wavelength.
We call it Destiny Pizza.
Destiny Pizza.
Exactly.
Or when like things fit perfectly together, we were like, that's Destiny Pizzas.
New term.
So good name for the podcast. Cause it's you
thank
two.
You. We exactly. clicked together, apparently. That's... People will say like, oh, how long have you guys known each other? And I was like, well, me and Michael like pretty much grew up together.
Yeah, exactly.
True, yeah.
Been so long.
That's Destiny Pizza. That's where it really
Destiny
started.
Destiny Pizzas.
I know.
Back we didn't even know school. It, and it started.
It was really because of, who was our second grade teacher? Miss Rowe? Was that our second grade teacher?
Yes.
And she made us like meet new people on the first day of school, and I was new to that school, and Michael was like, oh, what's your name? Like,
exactly.
I have to meet new people.
It's like, she told me to meet new people, but I guess I have to.
And of all the people, he chose like the one brown person in the whole class.
Yeah, I didn't
had,
know
like Asian people, white people, and he chose like.
I don't know about race, and when I'm in second grade,
good for you.
You're like, he looks different.
I don't know, or I knew too much about race, and I was like, he looks different. I'm gonna talk to that guy. I don't know.
Affirmative action.
Affirmative action. He needs some white friends.
That's very true. At that point, I didn't have like any white friends.
It's so weird.
I had only like Indian friends. Which means I had no friends at school because I didn't know any Indians.
There's no Indian people here.
That's not true. I had a Japanese friend before that. So.
Oh, shoot. Me too. I was friends with him in first grade.
Was it the same person?
Oh, no. We try not to keep it or put any names on this podcast.
Yeah. Just <'cause> even though it happens from time to time.
It does happen from time to time.
But yeah.
So I said earlier, during the Iron Man spoilers, that we went to a comic book store today and it was free comic day. It's also May the 4th. So May the 4th be with you.
Star Wars Day and comic book day, same day.
And there was a free Star Wars comic book. I don't know if you guys picked
that one. Yes, there was. I picked it up.
So there were like 30 books today that are free. It was a pretty big selection.
There were a lot of people there too.
Yeah, it was the first time I've ever seen a line outside the comic book store, which was crazy. And then there was a line through the store.
And then there were guys signing stuff and doing drawings.
Which was very cool.
Which is awesome.
I got my Red Sun issue 1 signed. I got Flashpoint issue 1 signed. And I got Avengers Arena number 1 signed. And Dave Johnson.
How many did you bring?
I bought 12. And I only got 3 of them signed.
So sad.
I felt so bad for him. He was drawing and like signing. And no one in front of me or behind me in line had more than 3 books to get signed. I might go back maybe if he's still there.
You should have just done them all because...
When am I ever
one guy was like, sign 4 of these and do me a drawing.
Yeah.
So signing like 10 things is better than doing one drawing, like doing
But then
two
we
drawings.
Also, there was another guy there named Drew Johnson, and he was doing drawings, which was really cool because I got Doctor Doom drawn, and it was like the coolest Doctor Doom I've ever seen. And then he also had original artwork, for sale from like when he's done comics and stuff. And one thing I bought was a proposed cover for Injustice issue 5. And he drew like concept art of Damian Wayne as Robin, which was super cool. And I got it for $20.
It looked really cool.
It was like a steal in my opinion.
How does that Injustice comic book like go anyway? Like,
it's pretty much just a backstory of like what happens leading up to.
Oh, really? It doesn't go past or?
No.
Okay. I was wondering what it was.
And I think it's supposed to end soon. It's supposed to end in June.
So. Okay. Yeah, I was wondering what that was because I played the game through the story mode. So
yeah, I know that. Even before that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So that was really cool. Do you think you guys are going to pick up any comics anytime soon? I know, Brian, you like dabble in it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I have a bunch of like X-Men, old X-Men. Not old, but I think it's like the TPBs. I started collecting those and then I stopped because I was broke.
Yeah, and TPBs are trade paperbacks for people who don't know. It's like
yeah, I didn't know.
A bunch of issues in one. It's like a whole story arc in one book.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's really easy to get into. What about you, Michael? You think you're going to get into books?
I still never bought one. I got to read the ones I got and figure out if I want to do it. But I still haven't bought one. So
I heard the Superman, the free comic book day Superman is really cool because at the end there's a preview for Superman Unchained, which is coming out this summer.
What is that?
Scott Snyder. He's the writer for Batman right now, New 52 Batman.
Yeah.
And he's writing a Superman book.
Okay, that's cool.
And that's coming out this summer. So check it out. Sweet. I guess we talk about comic books more than I expect.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's free comic book day.
That is true. Like, and like everyone came back, and then I asked the guy.
We could talk about more Star Wars. It's May the 4th. But.
It is May the 4th. I think we're going to talk about some Star Wars after this. I talked to the guy who owns the comic book store. He's really nice to me, or at least he's really good at acting. Nice to me.
I think he's a
pretty nice guy.
I think he's nice, but he also is very good at acting like he's nice.
Yeah.
Not that I know how he's not acting like when he's not nice.
He acts like a lot of my teachers who are nice to me, but I see how like. Nice they are to other people, and then like they talk to me and they're like, oh, I hate that guy. Like, this guy's useless. So like I was asking, I was like, how many of these people come back? And he's like, honestly, not many. It's like, it's shocking. It's like kind of depressing how like
you
how
mean from free comic book day
like they'll there that one day and then like they won't come back ever.
Well, I understand maybe like the parents or something.
That was actually really cool today. What I noticed is like a bunch of parents brought their kids.
Yeah
like
not even the lady in front of me was decided to come early to wait in line for her son.
That is awesome.
So
like,
so
what?
Cool.
These two parents behind us brought their two kids, and I was like, that's really cool that you brought them. And she's like, yeah, like, he got really into Captain America, and then we decided to bring
Even
him.
If I was that when I was a kid, I couldn't imagine my parents ever going into, like, comic books.
But our parents did support our Pokemon card habit.
That's true.
Which was,
nasty
like,
habit.
Way worse.
Nasty.
My parents didn't support me with that.
Uh-huh. Your parents didn't support
you? I had to support myself.
How did you support yourself?
Yeah.
Trading.
You traded only?
I traded exclusively.
That's even better, though. My parents supported me, and then I had way too many. That's
when I
look
cards.
Back on it now, it's terrible.
Michael was like the only person I knew that had every card, including the Charizard
it's
and
terrible.
Stuff.
Terrible.
Oh, dang.
Because like, apparently your brothers knew someone who got like a bunch of Charizards.
Yeah,
right?
We got a Charizard. We were able to trade for it because he got so many. They were just like no one had that heart. Well, a lot of people had it, but
no one had that many.
No one had that many like holographic Charizards out there. It's crazy.
It's really weird. Fads are really weird.
They are weird. Well, when you get those kids fads that you get on like the kids, then they're like hooked, and you can't, and it's like they're the perfect market for people because they can't control themselves really.
Isn't that great though? The movies brought those kids.
And some of those adults.
Yeah.
Some of those people are like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I haven't bought comics in a while, but I decided to come in and buy some comics today.
Yeah, it just brings everybody into it. All those the movies are good. Whether you, like, don't like the new Iron Man because of the whole Mandarin thing, it still brings people into comics. You got to like
the principle of it. The way Marvel looks at it is like, okay, one person might be angry, but three people came into comic books.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. We got a bunch of new people rather than the old hardcore people are still going to be into comics. They're just going to be mad at the movie. They're still going to go see the movie. They're just going to be mad at it.
Yep. And even if you don't want to go to a comic book store, you can like download the comics today for free on Comixology, which is like the iPhone app or Android app and Windows Phone app, I guess. So that's pretty crazy.
I think Dark Horse has some.
Yeah, like there's a lot of issues.
Yeah, free digital comics. So.
Yeah, free digital comics.
Yeah,
today, so.
You don't even have to leave your seat.
You get to like.
Although I don't know, I like the holding it.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of holding it. And.
But I mean, if you just want to get the story, you can do it.
That's true.
So, and it's cool because you can go frame by frame, as I show you right here.
You can just like, yeah, like I saw that when we were watching Iron Man 3.
Oh, yeah.
We were watching Iron Man 3. That one guy was reading that Superman comic.
Yeah. You're just like clicking like, and then it, like, it was really dynamic. That was cool.
And I'm like, cool. This is entertaining me just watching him read it. And I can't even read from here, but watching him read it's entertaining me.
So, yeah. You guys should check those out. It's free today. If you listen to it today for some reason, that'd be amazing.
Whoa. I'd be shocked.
Yeah. So, Brian, you've been doing something really cool on your Tumblr. And
oh, yeah.
That's, you're talking about your childhood cartoons, like your favorite childhood cartoons in no particular order.
No, get that straight, just so
can't
we know.
Can't do an order because I just can't rank them. That's too hard.
So, that's very too good.
So, like, A, what made you decide to do this? And then just answer that part, I guess.
Okay, well, I started watching, I guess, back in, well, 3-4 years ago, one of my dormmates let me borrow all the Batman animated series and Batman Beyond. And so I was just sitting there, like, not studying, watching them. And
that's what college is for.
Exactly.
And I
got some time.
Exactly. I was just sitting there watching all of them back to back. That was really cool. And then, so I started doing that every now and then. And then Netflix had a bunch on. So I just started watching those. And I was like, you know, I should do this for every cartoon I liked. So I, like, went to Wikipedia, list of all cartoons.
From
and
like
then
the
I went through, I went through every, like, year. And then I made a list. And then I wrote down how many seasons, how many episodes to see, like, if it was plausible.
Is it like an Excel spreadsheet that you made?
No, I just use Word documents. I don't like Excel.
Technical.
I was wondering.
And then
cross it down. How many minutes is this episode? Where's the appearance of these characters?
Yeah. But, yeah, so I've been going through them. I just finished X-Men yesterday.
Which X-Men? So the 90s X-Men?
90s X-Men.
How many seasons is that?
Five seasons.
It's, are there, like, any shows that you watch and you're like, you just like stop midway, you're like, oh, this is not as good as I remember it?
I did that with Digimon a couple years ago.
I did that with Wild Thornberries. For some reason when I was a kid, I enjoyed watching Wild Thornberries a lot.
Yeah.
And then I watched it recently.
I was going to watch it.
And I was like, this show is so bad. Like, it's poorly animated.
Yeah, some of them are, like, I know I'm not going to watch Pokemon again because I probably don't really like those episodes because Ash is a stupid idiot.
Yeah, they're probably really weird.
But that's one of my favorite cartoons, but I won't, or one of my favorite childhood things, but I won't watch it again.
What about, like, Dragon Ball Z?
Never watched Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was the number one. Yeah.
I feel like I was a hipster before I was hipster because I wasn't really into everything that. Like, Dragon Ball Z, everyone would talk about it. And, like, Gundam and stuff.
I went to two way different schools.
Because I didn't know any of those people except, like, Dhruv. Yeah. I watched Dragon Ball Z. I didn't watch any of that other anime, whatever. But I watched Dragon Ball Z. But I didn't know anybody really else.
Yeah, it was, like,
who,
us.
Well, I knew of other people that did it, but I didn't,
like,
hang out with
our
those
crew
people.
Watched Dragon Ball Z, and then there was, like, another crew, like, the girls that are opposite of us
Sailor
that watched
Moon?
Sailor Moon.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was, like, really weird.
That's interesting.
But it's weird how some of those 90s cartoons, if you go back and watch them now, they hold up, and then other cartoons, they won't hold up. But you like them both at the same time, but now you still like some of them, but you won't like others. They won't hold up over time.
Yeah.
I find that interesting.
What are some cartoons that you're going to go back and visit, like, that you haven't already?
Next on my list, my sister's coming home, so, for, like, a month, so we might go through, like, because Jackie Chan's on Netflix.
Jackie Chan, I love that show.
That's 95 episodes, that's a lot of episodes.
That is a lot of episodes.
Didn't it get weird?
It did. I stopped after, like, season 3, I think.
I still remember this somehow, but, like, when they do the medallions, I like the medallion part, but then
Medallion is another. That's another Jackie Chan movie.
Whatever. Same. Whatever. Plus, yeah, Talismans. That was probably it. Yeah, but then when they got into, like, dragons or something.
They got really weird.
When they did the second part, it was, like, weird. So
yeah,
I remember that.
But it was a good show. I like that show.
That was really cool. What do you think? Like, the ones that you've seen already, which one, if you could choose a favorite?
Oh God, I really, really like The Weekenders.
The Weekenders was really good. I like the vegetarian girl. In the intro, she had a hot dog of a carrot.
With a carrot, yeah.
I thought
that was really good. But because those were easy to watch because it wasn't like a continuing storyline.
Yeah, it was kind of like the Recess.
Yeah.
Recess, that was a good show.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I want to watch Recess again, but because
that was a
lot
such
of
good
episodes.
Show. That was a
that
long
was one
series,
of my
though.
Favorite, yeah.
Recess.
Did you guys ever watch the Recess movie? I never watched it.
Oh, really? What's wrong with you?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, wow. You're the minority in this.
I love
one for
the
once,
recess
Michael.
Movie. You haven't seen it. What are you talking about?
You're the minority.
Oh, that I have seen. I thought you were saying I haven't seen it and I don't like it.
Oh, no.
Okay. You guys got to watch the recess movie. If you
it's
like
where
recess.
They remove weekends, right? They take away the Saturday and Sunday.
No. I think they do that in the episode, I think. Huh. That's in the actual episode. It's the summer and like. Everyone goes away to summer camp except TJ, and he's like left all alone. He's like, and I think he has to hang out with somebody he doesn't like. I forget who characters are.
I remember the Dungeons and Dragons crew
who'd
be like,
oh yeah,
what do they say? Like,
his name was like Narf.
No, something it was like that. Something Primalot, JT. They'd say everything backwards.
Yes.
Oh, so great. Oh man.
But yeah, that was a great movie. Man. It was kind of weird, but it.
What are your guys' favorite childhood cartoons?
Childhood cartoons. Hey Arnold. I used to watch a lot
of Hey Arnold. Oh, see, I never watched Hey Arnold.
Oh, wow.
And I really tell people that. I hope none of my friends are watching because people judge me for that.
I would too. I'm judging you right now.
I mean, kind of. I mean, I just don't know how you.
It makes up for it because you watch like a lot of good cartoons.
Yeah.
Like Batman,
you watch enough that I'm willing to give you a pass.
And to like put things into perspective, like the last few times we've hung out, we watched Batman Beyond, like we'll put it on the background while we're like doing whatever
and
we're
Justice
doing.
League, yeah.
Justice League.
Exactly.
Like,
Justice League was one of my favorites.
Justice League was good.
That was really cool.
I was sad when it was over. I was like, that's how it ends. I like the first season a lot more than there's only two. Or I like Justice League more than Unlimited.
Justice League Unlimited. I remember like watching a lot but I never watched like every episode. How it's so easy now to like keep up with shows.
Yeah, once they're all at the same place.
It wasn't on TV
Netflix
then.
And DVR is much it's much easier now.
Back then I would just like see it. If it was on, then I would watch it, but if it wasn't then
I would do that for a lot of shows, but then I would have those shows where like this time I'm scheduled to watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like those shows take priority over you and you're like, okay, like I have to be home to watch like a new episode of this show.
Yeah, you couldn't really watch everything because some things are on at the same time.
Like I try to watch I don't go out on Friday nights sometimes because I want to watch Happy Endings.
Which might get canceled.
I want to support it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get canceled.
Everyone should watch that show also. If you liked Iron Man 3, you'll like Happy Endings.
I don't think so.
If you like Girl Next Door, you'll like Happy Endings.
Yeah.
Because those actors and actresses are in them. And I think if you like the episode, the gang solves the gas crisis, of It's Always It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you'll like Happy Endings.
That one episode?
Well, yeah, because one of the guys is in it, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, Adam, where did that come from?
My brain. What else is Adam Pally's really funny though?
He is, yeah.
Do you watch any of Star Wars cartoons? Like Clone Wars or
no.
Clone Wars is good. You guys should watch Clone Wars.
Yeah, I don't mean to get into it. And it's on Netflix now, right?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I think it is. I like it. I mean I didn't watch it when it first came out, but I watched it like last year. And then I caught up.
That's when that got canceled.
Yeah. But they're actually continuing it like online. They're gonna do something with it. They're gonna end it.
That's good.
So I'm glad I want it to get wrapped up because like it pretty much was coming to an end, and they looked like they were only gonna do one more season. But since Disney took over, they're not gonna do it on Cartoon Network. But they're doing something online. I'm pretty sure.
So like also you're a fan of Adventure Time.
Yes.
How does that fit into, like, how do you compare that to your childhood cartoons?
I definitely, like, understand the humor more, but...
Oh, yeah. Do you, like, understand more humor looking back at some of those childhood cartoons?
Yeah, freaking Justice League is really sexual.
So weird when you go back to it.
Yeah, like, everyone's going out with another hero or something.
Even in Batman Beyond when he's, like, the dude talking to Ink. Yeah. And you're like, whoa, what is this guy doing?
This guy's like a stalker.
Yeah, this guy's really creepy. Like
who knows what he did in there when they're like, we caught you on camera. It's like, no.
Like, what is he doing on camera?
Like, he did something on camera that they obviously found out about.
That he shouldn't have been doing.
Oh, so crazy.
I feel like it's an adult cartoon.
Some of these cartoons.
Like Adventure Time definitely.
It's good time right now to watch it.
It's a good time for like some cartoons right now.
Like Gravity Falls.
Like Gravity Falls.
Like Gravity Falls. Of course. That's what we brought you into Gravity Falls.
You did. I was hooked after that episode.
So you said a few days ago that you had another episode that you saw that you liked a lot.
Yeah, I forgot to look it up.
God damn it, bro.
Do your homework.
Wait, do you guys remember like Dipper had a twin?
Yeah, it's the one where he photocopies
himself. That one. Yeah, photocopy. I like that one, too.
That was really funny.
That was the first one I ever saw.
Oh, wow.
Actually, was the photocopy
That's
one.
Weird, because I was like, Michael, I'm watching this cartoon. Like, I'm doing a marathon. Come over. And then you watch, like, from that one.
That one.
You know what
I like
I
that
really
one,
like?
And I like the time-traveling one.
No, I like that one, too.
Where he goes back, and he, like...
Oh,
the pig,
yeah.
The first one with
Mabel
the pig.
That's the one. One of my favorites, too. Because I really like... They really promote positive brother-sister bonds. And I just thought that was really cute. Because some shows, they're like, oh, we love each other, but we don't get along.
It's always
like
a rivalry.
Like Stevens.
Yeah.
Like The Simpsons. Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Everyone.
But then, I thought you make like a current reference and I'm like, I reference a different show.
But
that was a long time
ago. The Simpsons, I think like, okay. Is The Simpsons a current reference? I mean, it is and it isn't. So.
Oh, something I learned about The Simpsons. The second longest running cartoon. Can you guess what it is? After
Arthur.
The Simpsons. It's Arthur, yeah.
It's still going.
It's still going.
It's still going.
Oh, currently or ever?
Ever.
Really? Arthur's still going on right now.
It's so ridiculous.
Arthur, and he's a...
He's an anteater,
No,
right?
He's not.
No, he's an aardvark.
He's not. He's in...
What?
What are those giant rats called?
He's a giant rat?
Okapi? No.
What was that one show with, like, the worm and the apple?
Oh, The Busy Town?
Yeah. That,
that's on Netflix.
That is it?
Yeah. That was also the best game on Sega Genesis when I was a kid. I used to play that
game
so much. Yeah. Like, you make milkshakes and stuff. It's really cool.
So crazy.
It's really weird.
Yeah, we really got to find out about this.
What is Arthur? Let's find out.
He's an aardvark.
No, he's not. He's like a...
He's not an anteater? I'm pretty
no,
sure he's an
not.
Anteater. I'm putting my money on anteater.
How much you want to bet?
I'm not putting any real money on anteater.
Yeah, new episode 2013.
Come on.
Holy cow.
Are you serious? What champ? PBS? What's it on?
Yeah, PBS
yeah,
still.
PBS.
How's PBS still running?
Because Mitt Romney didn't win.
Oh, wait. No. I remember. It's running because... what's that one show? Downtown Abbey? Downton Abbey?
Downton Abbey.
I don't know how to say it. I don't watch that
I thought
that
it was
show.
Downtown Abbey for the longest
time.
Oh,
and that was in Iron Man 3 also. Tie back.
That was awesome.
That was like... I really like... Oh, talk about Iron Man 3 again, but while he's looking at this, I can talk about Iron Man 3
Wait,
again.
Make sure there's no spoilers, though.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Never mind. I won't talk about Iron Man 3.
Let's see.
I want to watch a new episode of Arthur and see if it... Current. Like, how many lessons can you teach?
Yeah,
like
so
when
many
does episodes.
It, yeah, do they like, repeat themes with current undertones?
Arthur Timothy Reed is an aardvark.
You know too much.
Boom.
You know too much.
That's true. Oh, man. What did I think he was?
You said an okapi?
No, I think okapis are the weird animals that I like a lot.
Oh yeah, those like half.
Yeah, the weird ones. What I'm thinking of, like, what are those
You're
giant
thinking
rats?
Of
those giant rat? The rats like from Princess Bride. What are those things?
Unusually sized.
Unusually,
rodents?
You might be thinking of like another character.
You're probably thinking of somebody
like
else.
Brain or something.
No, Brain's a mouse.
He is.
That's yeah,
Buster's
Pinky
a rabbit.
And the Brain.
What was
one?
What
is
was
a
Francine?
Genius? The other's insane.
Let's see. Thank God for Wikipedia. I was like looking up something else.
Thank God for the internet. I remember we were talking about
she's
that
a brown
last
monkey.
Week. What the?
It's so weird.
Some of these animals. Why do they base these shows around
the
these
brain
random
is a bear.
Oh, the Brain. I was thinking like Brain.
Oh, I was thinking
the
Pinky
brain.
And the Brain.
Oh, okay, that's
hence my singing the theme song Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, it's a Muffy.
A cream monkey. Where do they choose these animals from? Yellow Bulldog.
Okay, that was easy.
That makes sense.
Okay,
oh, they have
I don't
another
know
sister.
Any of these other... See, that's why I like the show Franklin, because he's a turtle. He's named Franklin. Every other animal's named what their animal is, so I can tell what it is.
That's
it's
why
a bear
because so
it's named Bear.
He's so special. It's like Little Bear. Remember Little Bear?
Pooh Bear.
What was that name of that white
Little bear?
Yeah. Rupert. Remember Rupert?
Rupert, yes, I remember Rupert.
Rupert?
Rupert. You don't remember Rupert?
He was like British, I think. And
yeah.
He...
I mean, I didn't really watch that show, but
Rupert I did.
I saw some episodes.
Rupert.
Oh.
Rupert.
Never watched it.
It's very weird. It's very European.
It was very it was very strange.
Oh, it's a children's comic strip, huh?
They got comics on everything now.
Yeah. Apparently. I bought some comics for my niece, and it was Tinkerbell and Strawberry Shortcake and like...
There's a SpongeBob one.
There's a SpongeBob one. My mom's like, take this away. Don't give it to her.
There's still new episodes of SpongeBob, right?
Huh?
I think so.
It's
I think SpongeBob's still
oh, wow. That's weird.
It's like,
Am I thinking Muskrat? I don't know.
Muskrat.
If Ryan was our guest, he would know.
We need the encyclopedia brain somewhere to be like, this is everything you don't remember. Are you talking about
like a beaver? A capybara? That's what I thought he was.
Oh, okay.
That was my first National Geographic show or like Discovery or something was about capybaras. And I thought that was really cool. And then I found out they're like giant rats and it scared me. But they are cool.
Huh. I don't know.
Speak the tick.
I don't know.
That's weird.
That's really weird.
But there's so, like, when I was looking through the list, there's so many cartoons that I forgot about. It's like, this would be
like
nice
Monster
one.
Rancher. I know you saw Monster Rancher. Yeah. I told Michael about that, and it blew his mind.
Yeah, because I could totally forgot about that show, but I remember watching that show before.
With Mochi.
And I was like, whoa!
Mochi, the weird penguin, the pink Mochi penguin.
It's not a penguin.
What is it?
It's a ball of Mochi.
Why does it have a beak, and why does it look like a penguin?
It's like a duck. Is it?
Wait, so the Mochi is Mochi?
Okay, if you combine a Mochi with a tiger, it's called Penguin Mochi, and that's the penguin, but it has like horns on it. That's in the game.
None of us played Monster Rancher, Ryan. We don't.
You know too much.
You are definitely the hipster of our children.
Apparently.
You're telling me this is not a penguin.
It's like a duck
that's
in the shape of a mochi. It's like a strawberry mochi.
It's got a turtle head.
That's not a turtle. That's the leaf.
That's a turtle.
It just turned into like... If you... reanimated if you use the monkey talisman from Jackie Chan or whatever talisman it is that the rat one.
Is this your fan fiction that you're
doing?
No, this is real. You use a talisman to reanimate like a mochi ball. It would turn into this thing. And it just hardens the leaf. Yeah.
Is this like an Asian thing that they know about that I don't?
Maybe.
I don't know what this is.
Like this the rabbit my, this was one of my favorite the moon. Shows. The rabbit in the moon? That's a Japanese thing.
Oh.
Instead, like, you know how we see the man in the moon?
Yeah.
They see a giant rabbit.
No.
Smashing, making mochi.
No.
He has a giant hammer.
Yeah, that's real.
No.
I'll show you. This is a very Google-centric episode of our podcast.
We're learning so much.
We're learning, and they're learning.
People,
so.
They are not learning. They're like, what is this?
Probably. Yeah, though, I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
That's sometimes when I was watching you guys, I was like, what is this reference? And then I had to look it up later. So, very informative.
See, it's
though.
A rabbit. It's a rabbit in the moon.
What?
Yeah.
I think it's a duck. Just like in the How I Met Your Mother episode. And somebody has to look up that too because they might not know. I don't know. I know you know, but I'm saying people listening.
See, and he's making mochi.
So cute. We should make mochi.
No, it seems like so much work.
It is.
I heard sometimes like if you buy the real deal, there's like pieces of wood in it sometimes because they make it in a barrel.
Yeah.
So like pieces of wood break off.
I feel like you can circle anything on that moon and it'll look like whatever you want it to.
One of my favorite childhood shows, let's get back on the topic, is Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Very that was awesome.
Informative.
Too. It was so weird going back and watching that.
Yeah, because we watched it and they talk about like Frederick Douglass.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Wow.
Very informative.
What are those things?
I like Tales from the Crypt.
That one, which there was a free comic book today. Did you pick it up?
There was.
I didn't see that one.
There was a free Tales of the Crypt comic book.
I did not see it.
I picked it up. I went back because he put out comics separately throughout the day.
Oh, I didn't know
times.
That.
There's also After Watchmen today.
Oh, yeah, I got that one.
Okay. Yeah, Tales from the Crypt with the Crypt Keeper. Very creepy.
That was a good show.
I remember I called an old person the Crypt Keeper one time when I was a kid.
Sad.
They looked like the Crypt Keeper. Skinny people, like old skinny people.
I know I didn't have a lot of like those channels, so I didn't watch a lot.
Oh.
Like we got cable or something, and then all I did was watch Rugrats all day, and then my dad canceled it. So I would stop doing that.
What channel do you remember Nickelodeon being on? Do you remember?
No. I remember.
What channel?
70.
Before, isn't that 70
that's
now?
It's 70 now. It used to be on 64, though.
Oh.
64 was Nickelodeon. 65
it's 70
was
now?
Now.
I don't know what cable is now. I only remember cable.
Only for us. So this is like the most boring podcast for people who don't live in like Orange County. Because as soon as you leave like South Orange County, the channels change.
And that's the one reference we made for the in our area. Everything else.
Everything else is pretty global.
Yeah. Global, yeah.
Yeah, because if you're European, you got an extra week to watch Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
What's up with that?
That's weird. So if you lived anywhere besides America, you had an extra week to watch Iron Man 3.
Yeah,
maybe not China. I don't know.
People listening to us now,
Korea.
They only had 2 days to watch it. The other people had like 9 days, 10 days.
Yeah. And I know a few people who already watched it and will listen to our podcast right now. As soon as we
upload. Oh, well, while we're doing it?
While we're doing they're actually Brian. That's what I'm referring to.
I'm a fan.
Blew yes. my mind.
That was weird. Because like you liked it a lot.
I do. I really like this.
And then I guess I'll talk about it. I forgot to mention it in the beginning. That you can comment during when you're listening to it.
Yeah. Which so I will
you,
be doing.
If you have something you want to chime in about, you can make a comment at that point in time. And then we'll talk about
yeah, so
it
you
next
can tell
episode.
Us how wrong we are.
Yeah.
We don't or how right we are, because I. That's
if you
I,
agree with us, you could be supportive on the internet, which some people don't know how to do. Apparently.
Wait, you can do that?
Yeah, people can be supportive on the internet.
Oh, internet!
Internet's a weird place.
Can't live with it. Can't live without it.
I know. Without the internet, they won't be able to listen to the Destiny Pizzas episode 3.
We'd just be putting it on like a boombox and running around, saying, "Listen to our talking.
Listen to us talk.
Not or live.
It's just two people with megaphones.
Or yeah, or we could just have a conversation with megaphones, like." Running around the city.
What did you think about Iron Man 3? Spoiler alert, it was awesome.
If I yell spoiler with a megaphone, is it okay? Spoiler alert.
As long as you say it.
You have to cover your ears if you don't want to hear my megaphone.
Let's see, what else did we want to talk about today? We had something else on the lineup, didn't we? No, we did not. Star Wars, though. What are you guys going to do for Star Wars Day?
Nothing. Isn't it National Depression Day?
Whoa. That's like, whoa. This took a dark, dark turn. Which lines with Star Wars, the dark side.
It aligned like a couple years ago. I don't know if it's the exact same day.
If it is Depression Day, you can watch the first three episode one through three of Star Wars.
You will be very
cry yourself to sleep.
I didn't hate those.
I didn't hate them either. I agree with you. Somebody out there doesn't completely hate them.
I think it's because I started with those.
Whoa, never mind.
Jeez. Whoa, that was weird.
You just took my...
Like, I started the first one. I was like, wow, Star Wars is a really cool universe. So then I started watching the other ones.
And then you're like, oh,
I
is
went
it weird?
4, 5, 6.
Is that what you said?
2, 3.
Yeah, how did you do that? I want to know how... I never heard anybody who's done that.
Neither. Did you... Okay, so your parents didn't, like, force this on you when you were a kid?
No, my parents are really...
Oh, my parents
They don't know
do
anything
either,
about, like, pop culture, so...
Oh, see, I watched... When I watched Star Wars for the first time, I must have been, like, 3 years old because I didn't know how to read. It was before I knew how to read. My mom had to read the subtitles to me.
Aww.
For when Jabba the Hutt was talking.
I don't even think I... Well, actually, my dad took me to Star Wars Episode 1.
My parents
but
said,
I definitely
we went to midnight
saw the
screening
older,
of that.
Other ones.
That was like one of the first midnight screenings that I went to when I was a kid.
Wow.
My parents are very into movies. I don't know what you're talking about on National Depression Day. Maybe if you're a Trekkie, it's depressing.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Is there a Star Trek Day?
Did anybody hear about this... I heard this stupid joke, like, May the 5th is, like, May the Sith or something like that, or, like...
No, that's probably May the 6th. May the 6th.
Oh.
I heard something like that, and I was like, that's stupid. Or, no, it was, like, Revenge of the Sith. I don't know. It was something weird.
May the 4th and Revenge of the Sith. Revenge of the 6th.
It was something like that.
And Cinco de Mayo.
And Cinco de Mayo falls between
them. Yeah, I was like, this sounds stupid.
Let's see.
What are you looking up?
What do people do today to celebrate?
I watch Star Wars, so I'm gonna indoctrinate my niece, my 3-year-old niece, with Star Wars today.
It's like any other day. Well, I tend to watch Star Wars like just randomly.
That's true.
So it's like, I don't know why today would be different.
I don't know. I can't find anything about that, Michael. I have heard it before though.
It wasn't Revenge. It was like
Star Wars: Revenge of the Sixth, and it's like a picture of Darth Vader's helmet.
Not that. It was like,
really
I
dumb.
Forgot the joke. Return of the... I don't know what it was. It was something really weird, though. And I was like...
Next week. Bring it up next week.
What? Bring it up, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty much it, though, on that.
Yeah, like, on Star Wars. How do you feel about the next one, Brian? Next Star Wars.
I don't know. I don't have much faith, but I'll watch it for sure.
The Force isn't strong in this one, Michael.
I have hope.
I have a new hope.
I have hope.
I have a new hope.
But I mean, I just like the universe so much that I'm like... I like the 1, 2, and 3.
I would watch a movie just on Chewbacca, really.
They're going to do that, so
it'd
don't,
be like
don't
Wall-E.
You worry about that.
It'd be like Wall-E where they don't talk at all. I can't understand what they're saying.
Yeah, all they're doing is growling the entire...
Subtitle.
Yeah.
No, not even subtitled.
No, not even subtitled. Yeah. Yeah, why did they give...
Jabba the Hutt, they gave him subtitles.
Why did they give them subtitles in the third one? Where they should Yoda should have just been responding to them like the way Han Solo does it. Mm. I would like that better. But we don't even know what Chewie's saying, and Yoda's like,
It's just like an incoherent conversation between two people.
It was like, we have no idea what's going on.
The localization guy on like Star Wars is like, oh, yay, I have less work. I don't have to, sub- I don't have to dub those parts.
I'll write a fan fiction for you.
Yeah, they're probably gonna, they're gonna probably make a whole Star Wars without like any humans and just do like
droids.
No, not well. That would be
R2 and Chewbacca.
They did do a Clone Wars where it was just droids.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
That's kind of weird. Just one episode, right?
But I mean, like, yeah. Well, it was like three. It was weird.
Well,
it was like
time.
Three. It was a lot of episodes. I was like, why is this
and
dragging on?
C-3PO is gone. Like the only one that can speak English is
he
gone.
He was gone. Yes.
Oh wow.
That's true.
This is very predictable. I need to go get my Metachlorians checked.
It was really strange. I gotta tell you that. That's no, but really I'm saying weird. Like, well, they'll do one with just Wookiees and CG. I bet.
Huh.
I bet you they will. Calling it right now.
That's really strange.
I know, it's weird.
Okay. So I think, let's just, do you have any plugs, Brian? Would you like to plug anything?
No.
No, not at all. Does you, if any
what
listeners
do you normally
wanna,
plug?
If any listeners want to contact you?
Oh, you can contact me on Twitter, @btabsays.
How do you spell that?
BTABSAYS.
And I'm @DhruvPatel, @DhruvPatel.
And I'm @mstesca, mstesca.
And also we're at Destiny Pizzas. Destiny Pizza with an S. Too lazy to spell that one.
Yeah, they can figure it out. If they can't figure that out, then we got really stupid people listening to our podcast.
Yeah. And also we have artwork now.
We do have artwork. We have artwork up.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Thank you very much. I drew that in class when I was bored one time.
And you're going to get it tattooed one day.
No, I'm not.
Who knows?
Thank you for listening, and until next time.
Bye.
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 Or, and eat pizza.